The Phantom Menace. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Short negotiations. Jedi Master Qui-Gon Jinn and his Jedi apprentice Obi-Wan Kenobi flew in their Star Cruiser toward the planet of Naboo. The notorious Trade Federation had created a web of space stations around the planet that prevented anyone from coming or going. This blockade also meant that the people of Naboo were not getting the supplies they desperately needed. The Jedi had been sent by the Supreme Chancellor of the galaxy-spanning Republic. It was up to Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan to convince the Trade Federation to remove the blockade once and for all. When they arrived at the blockade base, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan were greeted by a silver protocol droid.
"We are greatly honored by your visit, ambassadors," said the droid.
However, despite the droid's kind words, it would soon become clear that the Trade Federation was not going to meet with them at all.
"I have a bad feeling about this," Obi-Wan said.
Qui-Gon was not concerned.
"These Federation types are cowards. The negotiations will be short."
Meanwhile, aboard the bridge of the blockade station, Viceroy Newt Gunray was already panicking. The Viceroy contacted Darth Sidious, an evil and powerful Sith Lord who was secretly in charge of the Trade Federation. Even as a hologram, Darth Sidious was a terrifying presence.
"This scheme of yours has failed, Lord Sidious," the Viceroy's second-in-command pleaded. "The blockade is finished. We dare not go against these Jedi."
But Darth Sidious would not listen.
"Kill them immediately,"
ordered the Sith Lord. The Viceroy acted quickly, ordering that the Jedi's Republic cruiser be destroyed. The visitors would have no way to escape from the blockade. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan were still waiting for the Viceroy in a separate room on board the base.
"I sense an unusual amount of fear for something as trivial as this trade dispute," said Qui-Gon.
Just then, the blast doors locked in place. The Jedi ignited their lightsabers in a flash, but toxic gas began to fill the air. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan were trapped. After a few minutes, the Viceroy ordered his battle droids to capture the Jedi.
"They must be unconscious by now," he said.
When the doors opened, the battle droids cautiously entered the cloudy room, only to be met by Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon. The Jedi were alive and well.
"Blast them,"
ordered the lead droid, but the battle droids were no match for the two Jedi. Qui-Gon dismantled robotic soldiers left and right, while Obi-Wan used the Force to push a group of them through the air and smash them onto the ground. With the battle droids defeated, Qui-Gon sensed the Viceroy through a heavy blast door and plunged his lightsaber through the barrier. The Viceroy was shocked to see his soldiers defeated so easily.
"Send in the droidicas," he commanded.
As the even deadlier destroyer droid started firing, Obi-Wan began blocking the blasts with his lightsaber. But the fiery bolts were coming too quickly, and the droidicas had shield generators to protect them. Qui-Gon realized they wouldn't have enough time to get through the door.
"It's a standoff. Let's go."
Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan slipped away and managed to find the large hangar bays on the base. There, they saw thousands of battle droids being loaded onto massive carrier ships that were headed to the planet's surface.
"It's an invasion army," Obi-Wan said.
"This is an odd play for the Trade Federation," said Qui-Gon.
The two Jedi hid on board the carrier ships. They needed to inform the Supreme Chancellor, but more important, they had to find a way to warn the people of Naboo. Escaping Naboo. Qui-Gon Jinn glanced up at the skies as he crashed through the forests of Naboo. He and his Jedi apprentice, Obi-Wan Kenobi, had narrowly escaped from the evil Trade Federation's clutches. Now, the Jedi Knight was powerless as he watched battleships full of droid soldiers land on the innocent planet. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan needed to warn the people of Naboo before the Trade Federation took over. The Jedi didn't get very far before they saw a tall alien about to be run over by a giant tank. Qui-Gon saved the stranger just in time, but when the Jedi tried to send the alien away, he refused.
"No! No! Misa, stay. Misa called Jar Jar Binks. Misa, your humble servant," the alien replied.
Jar Jar